The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 10th. Jesus, Ruler Descended from Judah, by Dr. Randy Newman, Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy. Quote, Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until tribute comes to him. And to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. End quote. Genesis 49, verses 8 through 10. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. A New Testament fulfillment. Quote, for it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. End quote. Hebrews 7. Verse 14. The author of Hebrews wrote this between 40 and 60 AD. There are close to 800 passages in the Old Testament identified as messianic by both Christian and Jewish scholars. If you look into this, perhaps with the help of Alfred Adersheim's magnificent work, The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah, you will find hundreds of Jewish writings identifying the same passages that Christians say are about Messiah. Most of those 800 references, perhaps 500 of them, envision a powerful reign of a conquering king. Some 300 of them depict a suffering servant. Some Jewish interpreters try to make sense of this by suggesting two messiahs, one who suffers and one who conquers. Christians think it's better to say that there will be one Messiah who comes twice, first as a suffering servant and then later as a conquering king. The passage we are considering today in Genesis 49 fits in the conquering king category and predicts one who descends from the line of Judah and will reign with the traditional symbols of kingship, a scepter, and a ruler's staff. On one level, this is merely historical. The Messiah is a descendant of Judah. On another level, this is truly astonishing. One with a very human genealogy will rule with absolute divine authority. It is worth pondering that the Messiah would come through the line of Judah and not Joseph, the one who got more airtime in Genesis and comes across as the good guy. Judah was despicable. Go back and read Judah's actions in chapter 38. God has always been scandalously gracious, even choosing a sinner like Judah to pave the way for the sinless Savior. For today's prayer reflection, consider how graciously forgiving God has been toward Judah and sinners like him, people like you and me. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for sending your promised servant and king. Thank you for redeeming us from hatred and shame, and for choosing even scandalous sinners. Magnify your mercy through the sinless Savior. Amen.
Crushed the sword.